Hey guys, I'm Mark Potter. Welcome to another episode of Brushstrokes, a podcast powered by Canvas Magazine. Guys, today's short episode is brought to you by Conduit Incorporated. Visit www.conduit-inc.com for all your custom publishing needs. If they ain't biting, catch them on content. Guys, I wanted to wish everybody a happy holiday. I am just going to take a few minutes of your time on this podcast and talk a little bit about the new year, the opportunity, the ambitions that we probably all hold close to our hearts, and certainly our endeavors to be successful. I think that the world is an unsettled place. We've talked a lot about that. I've been blessed to have a great many guests on this podcast talk a lot about emerging trends, changes, and I think we can all agree that it's simply an unsettling time, and change is going to be the new constant. And so, as I've said many times before, as we've written in Canvas Magazine, this is a time to develop community. So I would like to encourage everybody in 2018 to start dating their marketplace, to start simply developing a following and a community. Don't rush over and push product. Don't necessarily go over and say, listen, I'm here to tell you about me. That's just not the way things get done. And the world's not going to let you do that in the first place, because we can all smell it coming from a mile away. You know, we live in a world where the buyer has all the power. And so, not to be redundant with some of the messaging that we've had within this podcast and in within the magazine, but it is important to remind everybody that it matters to simply become aware, to get on the radar. It matters. I know that the corner office wants the ROI. I know that people don't want to spend money without knowing that there's some sort of guarantee. But there is no guarantees. If there were, then we would all run to Vegas. And so it just doesn't work that way. You have to take the time and invest in relationships. You have to take the time and to develop a persona around who you are and who your company is, and to get noticed. And so that takes investment, that takes time. I gotta tell you, one of the beefs that I had in 2017 came to fruition recently when How Magazine decided that they would no longer print their magazine, that they would allow the graphic arts community to go without a printed vehicle for their messaging is beyond me. And to think that we would allow generations of new graphic designers to come into this world without having a vehicle for print. You know, I think it's a dangerous place for all of us not to invest in the future, to invest in the future generations coming into this industry. Now, look, I'm biased. I believe that advertisers should be spending money on ads. I believe that they should be supporting magazines, because our industry is a derivative of print advertising. But that's just an example of us investing, period. There's nothing you've done in your life that was any good that you didn't take a lot of time and investment, whether it was blood, sweat, tears, you know, money, time. Anything you've ever been successful with took investment. And so, as an industry, I would like to see us all in 2018 invest in the future of this industry. I think it's too damn easy to say, oh, the printing industry is on a slide. It is shrinking. There are fewer printers. There's less print out there. There's too many alternatives. I get it. I think everybody gets that. That doesn't mean that the impact of print can't be felt. It doesn't mean that it's actually not more important than it's ever been. I believe it is. I believe that when you do something in print and you do it well, that it has an impact, that it's pretty intimate. I mean, how many emails can you delete in 10 seconds? I spoke last year at a conference and I pulled out my phone and I bet the audience how many I could delete in 10 seconds. It was 18. In the blink of an eye, I could tell that I didn't know, like, or trust someone who sent me an email, and I deleted it. And yet, what, marketers decide that that's the way we're going to go? We're going to keep sending that out? At what point does that say something about your brand when all you do is push something out via email? Now, I'm not saying you don't have that, but quite honestly, I believe that you need an intimate connection with someone before you can get the permission to send them an email. And that intimacy is harder to get. It's harder for us to get a live conversation. So what might be the next best thing? Print. And so if you do it well, and I don't mean throwing out some two-sided black and white piece of paper, I mean doing something that shows that you have a sincerity about you, that you care, that there was thoughtfulness in the content, that there was thoughtfulness in the design. That matters. And so I'm not going to lie to you. I'm nervous. You know, we have some amazing companies in this industry. We have some amazing people. And I got to tell you, we have some unreal technology. And so we should be shouting at the mountaintops the impact that print has, the level of sincerity and intimacy that it brings. We should be shouting at the mountaintops. And I got to tell you, we should be recruiting new people to this industry, not because we're desperate for new blood, not because we're an aging industry, but because we're an exciting and dynamic industry, because there's a bunch of really cool stuff going on. I've devoted my life to it. I know many of you have devoted your life to it. It's fun. We have really, really good people. I have amazing relationships, amazing. I have clients that I can call up and just give grief to, and they can give me grief, and we joke around. And there is a closeness to that. I mean, as a young guy, I would have dreamt of that. And so our industry does have that. We have the ability to create intimate relationships. But my gosh, guys, we've got to invest. We need our companies investing in print advertising. We need all of you shouting at the mountaintops in the biggest, baddest way to your clients and to your marketplaces that print matters. And that, oh, by the way, we can do a lot of other cool stuff. Yeah, you need ad specialty? We got that. You need wide format, signage, packaging, design, fulfillment? We can do that. We can manage your campaign, for crying out loud. We can build your website. You want a storefront? We got it. I mean, it's remarkable. So at what point do we collectively stop lamenting how tough things are, right? We've got a stock market that is through the roof right now. And so I think that we are in a really, really wonderful time. We are in a wonderful time because all the noise of technology over the years has kind of worn out its welcome, if you will, meaning we all know what's noise, what's spam, what doesn't matter. We can all just decide in the moment. The power resides back with us as buyers in our personal lives. Well, it does in B2B as well. So my point is that while it may feel weird, while it may feel like print has shrunk and times are tough, well, sure, nothing worthwhile is easy. This is hard. We got to put the effort in. We have to invest. We have to invest time. We have to invest energy. We've got to be creative, put some thought into it. And then we've got to bend over backwards for the people that we connect with. You know, this cannot be a day and age of selfishness. I think that's where we're at. I'm very hopeful that on some level, all this noise of the last 10, 20 years, all the technology, all the self-promotion, you know, the selfies and the, you know, the Twitter and the shout-outs and the Facebook, I think a lot of it has gotten us gotten us to a place where the answer is simple on the other side of complex. We're in a place where I think real connection matters, real relationships matter. And I think that mattered a long time ago, before all this technology came. I know that people think that they can simply write some code and an algorithm and that will determine how successful they can be. You know, that they can use all this fancy data and they can tell what buyers are doing and somehow connect. But we all know, this industry specifically knows, that's not the case. In fact, it's gone the other way. All this technology has put us in a place where people buy from the people that are in their inner circle. And so how do you get in that inner circle? Gotta invest. Gotta invest a lot of time, energy, and yeah, money, dollars. So I'm telling you, it's a great time if you embrace it. And the ones who are waiting for things to get better, the ones who are cutting costs or receding, you know, stepping back, not only is that time not going to come back around for them, it's not enriching at all. What's soul enriching is going for something. You know, it's investing. It's making the effort to build something. So that's my hope for everybody in 2018, that we cast aside the idea that, oh, well, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Times are tough. I got to cut costs. I got to do this, you know, and I don't want that anymore for you. What I want is for us to take tremendous joy in what our industry has become. It really is fascinating stuff. I get a chance to see printers all over the country, and the ones that are happening, the ones that are making it happen, they have an extra bounce in their step. They have a little gleam in their eye, and they are excited each and every day about what their new engagements are. And they're being creative. And the fact is that the scarcity of it all forces us to be creative. The fact that it's not the way it used to be and there's no annuity to rely on, you've got no choice but to be creative and invest some time in learning new things, developing new relationships, and shouting at the mountaintops that this is a wonderful, wonderful place. So with that said, I just thought it'd be fun for me to give you a little happy New Year holiday greeting and let you know that I am probably as excited about the new year as I've ever been. I'm excited for all of us. And I just wish you nothing but the best. I want to thank you for listening to our podcasts. I want to thank you for reading our content, both in print and online. And I hope that you get a piece of inspiration or motivation from it here and there. We will continue to endeavor to do the stuff that matters. We like to write the content that matters. And you know, we've clung to this discipline with Canvas around doing stuff that can maybe give you an idea or inspire. So that's our commitment to you for 2018. We're fully invested and we're going to continue to invest. So with that said, I just wish you all the best in 2018. And as always, be the buffalo. Guys, this has been a short podcast. I'm Mark Potter. This has been Brushstrokes. It's sponsored by Conduit Incorporated. Again, visit www.conduit-inc for all your custom content needs. Happy New Year. Go get them.